News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, children's handwriting is now so bad that it has been suggested in the UK that teenagers need lessons in secondary school to improve our ability to read what our children are writing. And Liz Maguire, creator and curator of Flea Market Love Letters, joins us this morning. Liz, this decline in handwriting standards, is this down to the fact that so much of the writing that kids do is now on digital, I suppose, devices, smartphones, tablets, that it's typing, it's texting, it's all of that? Is that what's changed the landscape here?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on this morning. I think, you know, handwriting is an art form. And I think as with any art form, it requires practice. And I don't think you're wrong to kind of make the suggestion that the over-reliance or the sort of the, you know, popularization of tech is definitely affecting the way that we communicate, especially with our handwriting.
And you make the very good point that it's an art or a craft, and that practice is what makes perfect. So is it as simple as trying to get people back writing in longhand, as it used to be sometimes called, or the cursive writing that kids are taught in school? Is that what we need to do? And also, but if it is, how do we do that when to some extent that ship has sailed?
No, it's a very good point. So I run a digital archive of vintage love letters called Flea Market Love Letters, and I've got over 3,000 letters in the archive from the last 100 or 120 years of history or so. So I see a lot of different types of handwriting. And one of the ways that I suggest people, if they're worried about their children's handwriting, improve the handwriting, would be to find people to write letters to. I know it's as simple as that, and, you know, it might seem like, okay, yeah, I'd love to be able to sit down with a quill pen and write out a letter and have, you know, go for a walk in the park, but I have a Zoom call at 9 or whatever it is. But I think if you teach children young the art of letter writing and the craft of letter writing, not just as a tool of communication, but also as a way to express themselves and their individuality, particularly through the choice of maybe making it fun with stationery and colored pens,
sure,
and sort of that thing, you're improving both the tactile experience of the communication between the brain and the hand, as well as the art of communication.
And there is something, isn't there, different to writing text on a laptop or what have you, into writing longhand? There are times when I write longhand deliberately because it's like I'm trying to think about something a bit differently, and I write notes in longhand because I'm concentrating in a different way, and I don't know what the neurology of that is, but it's real, isn't it? Because there are times when I go, no, I'm not going to type this. I'm going to write this out myself by hand.
Well, there is a proven link between memory and the act of writing, and kind of how that bridge is built between the act of putting the words or the thoughts down and the ability to recall them. There is a proven link there, so that makes a lot of sense. There is also huge mental health benefits to being able to turn off a screen and write, which is why things like letter writing and journaling became so popular during COVID, because people were saturated with screens. And
yeah,
I think, you know, we came back to life after COVID, if you will, and we all just sort of fell back into the same routines. But if you think about the littles and how they were sort of, their world was turned up and then, okay, COVID is over, now here's your iPad back. We didn't really consider how the tech would affect them.
Okay. Look, it's a lovely thought. I do think that letter writing is something, that's something that we did as kids when we were away, we wrote home, or when our friends were away, we wrote to them. And I think it is a lovely idea. I think it is kind of a lost or a dying art that we should try and preserve. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Liz Maguire, their creator and curator of the Flea Market Love Letters. I do think letter writing is beautiful, Shane.
Oh, like there's actually nothing like getting
a
letter.
And it doesn't happen really.
My aunt still writes to me.
Oh.
And I love getting letters.
Yeah.
And there's always a little bit of family history in them when she writes.
And my handwriting is genuinely appalling. Yeah, it's really, really dreadful. I'm just admitting that freely, but I should do something about it. It's crap.
I don't think you're going to do anything about it, though, are you?
Okay, no.
Let's be honest.
I know. Nor would I.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.